only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone! Danger zone! Hey, good morning. 6:32, it's Brock. It's Hunter. Nailed it.
Killed it.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, one of the promoters behind, real quick, as always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Cut me part of it.
Hey, Chris, I'll sing if I want to, you son of a bitch. Chris Harry just messed with me. He said no singing, please. See? Shut up. One of the promoters behind Sonic Temple and Louder Than Life shared more details about why Metallica had to cancel during James Hetfield's post-rehab recovery. Gary Spivak of Danny Wimmer Presents tells Ultimate Guitar that the band's management called him and said, quote, James has sobriety weekends that are a requirement weekend and weekends throughout the calendar year. And unfortunately, a couple of those weekends fell on our festivals. Sobriety weekends are usually a 2-night and 3-night stay in a rehab center and required after a lengthy stay in a treatment program. Since Hetfield entered rehab in late October of last year, he'll likely have to do these weekends through November of this year. The Chili Peppers and Tool replace Metallica at Sonic Temple the weekend of May 15th. Replacements for Louder Than Life in September will be announced soon. So looks like pre-set up stuff due to his rehab. I don't know if it's like non-negotiable.
You would think the rehab place would understand a little bit. Yeah. Hey, you're dealing with a guy that's going to entertain 100,000 people.
Yep. But if you are serious to the rehab people, you being sober is more important than anything else.
Yeah, so I've never been, so I really don't know.
Sober? You've never been sober?
No, I haven't.
Good God, man. It's probably non-negotiable for the rehab facilities and everything like that. And if he really wants to stay healthy, he's got to stick with it. So that's what's going on. And again, they are doing some make goods. People can either get refunds for it or they can trade in their tickets for a Metallica show down the road if that's who they only wanted to see. So that's your news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1942, Brian Jones. Jones? Jesus.
Jones.
Brian Jones, one of the founding members and guitarist of the Rolling Stones, was born. Tragically, Jones died on July 3rd, 1969, at the age of 27, after drowning in a swimming pool under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Yeah. You know, I was looking more into Brian Jones. There's also a theory that he was murdered.
Really?
There's a theory that he was murdered by a construction worker who was working on the home that he had, and that that construction worker also admitted to killing the Rolling Stones bus driver, but then denied it.
Really?
So, yeah. Huh. Which is crazy.
I mean, do you just drown in a pool under drugs? I mean, that's not very common.
It's not very common, but it definitely can happen. Right. I mean, you think about Bon Scott.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Or was he all doped up and the guy...
Wait, it said he drowned in a swimming pool, right?
Yeah.
Right. Bon Scott just drowned over his own...
Well, yeah, right. But think about it. If you're all doped up and some guy holds you underwater, looks like you drowned in your own pool.
Yeah.
You know? So, who knows?
It's wild.
Still no answer on that. But there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.